The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 4th of February, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the past weekend. Yeah, Super Bowl weekend. Yeah, Patriots won. Sorry, spoiler alert. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. But you knew that already, didn't you? A couple of weeks ago, we seen this pop up. Hey, look, it's the iPhone SE. It's returned. It looks like it might actually be permanently returning. Now, what started out, I guess Apple went through the warehouse and said, hey, look, we still got some of that crap. Let's put it out and see what happens. Well, it sold. So much, in fact, that it looks like we might be getting an iPhone SE 2. The rumor this time is they're going to launch 3 variants of the iPhone this year. One of those being the iPhone SE. Now, as far as the rumors go with the SE 2, this one actually might have a glass back. So it kind of is a bit of reminiscent of the iPhone 4, but in a much bigger fashion, of course. Now, of course, with anything that's rumor coming from Apple, no, this isn't concrete. But we are hearing from inside Apple the sales have been pretty good lately for the SE, and they're definitely considering going that direction. Guess we're gonna have to wait a few months to find out for sure. Moving on to Nintendo news now. The Switch, yeah, it's actually done pretty well. Pretty good console all in all. Though some people feel, it's a little overpriced. So apparently Nintendo might be able to cater to those people that feel that way. Nintendo is actually reportedly working on a smaller and even cheaper version of its portable Switch console. According to Nikkei, Nintendo is already working with multiple suppliers, and of course game developers too, for the new smaller console. And we've also heard from inside Nintendo, they've been wanting to aim for the lower end gaming market as well. So it would kind of make sense making a cheaper, smaller version of the Switch. Now, if you can believe it or not, in March, the Switch, it's already 2 years old. Wow, that went fast. So all in all, it probably is time for Nintendo to do something. 2 years though, maybe they could just lower the price of the Switch already. Got me crazy. Finally, hands up how many people were ticked off last year with Facebook. Yep, a lot of you. Hands up again how many of you still using Facebook. Yeah, a lot of you. Not as many of you, though, but a lot of you. Those of you that out there have decided to quit Facebook, how tough's it been on you? Well, a new study says it's not exactly easy. Kind of harks back to the 80s of drugs and all that, you know. This is Facebook. This is your brain on Facebook. Any questions? Well, a new study from the New York University has basically compared Facebook to like a drug, finding Facebook users generally felt better after quitting the social network, but it took a hell of a lot of willpower to get away from it. But once the addiction was actually licked, studies found that these users, or once users, were actually more sociable now. In fact, they even used their cell phones less. Now, the reason why this study was done, of course, because we did have a craze of people at one time last year saying, screw you, Facebook, I'm quitting you. Most did it cold turkey, most came back. However, though, the ones that didn't give up, apparently their health is better now. Mind you, this is a study of about 25 people, and that's probably exactly how many people did quit Facebook. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is our website. That is where you can find the home of the British Tech Network and all of our wonderful podcasts over there. Go check it out for yourself right now. You can, of course, find us on Facebook if you haven't quit it already. British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter at British Tech. And our BTN community always alive and buzzing over there with tech goodies. Come see what you're missing. You can join us at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, like last week, we won't be with you tomorrow. Yes, we won't have a Tuesday edition. We will, however, though, have a Wednesday edition this week. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days for you. But until then, have yourself a great Monday. Let's get this week started right. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.